Hello, dear friend. How are you? Today I'm going to talk about stress. It seems like stress is a really big topic these days, and anything that I can do to help you de-stress, I am going to do. I'm very passionate about, calming the body down. So let's get into today's episode. If you're new to the show, welcome. My name is Lane Kennedy. This is an episode I call Coming Home. It's where I get to share insights and tips on, reducing stress, living a more mindful life, tapping into your intuitive abilities, and just being nice. So let's talk about stress. All right. So we are months into this pandemic now, and I don't know about you, but I am in remote learning with my child, and we are months into that, and I'm stressed, stressed. And I typically, I have a pretty rigorous practice I've talked about on this podcast today, but here's the deal. Stressors are all around, and most of the time stress is normal, right? Like it's just, there's financial stress, there's work stress, there's partners stress, there's family stress, reading the news stress, loneliness, a loss of our friendships, stress. There's just stress, right? Somebody cutting you off in traffic is stress. So stressors are natural and they're all around us all the time. But how we rebound, how we react, interact with others is the golden ticket. It's what we are all looking for right now. It's like the magic red pill. We're looking for something to cut in between the middle finger flipping off that person we flip off, right? We're looking for ways to calm down at dinner time when nobody's listening. So how do we do that? Well, I always talk about meditation, but is that enough? Is that enough? And over the last couple of months, right, anxiety has built and built and built and built. It is. And I want to share a story to kind of have this real for you and for you to relate to what I'm going through maybe right now, as a woman in the world and trying to teach my kid and manage his homeschooling environment. And we actually, there was a holiday and we got to take the day off and I got super excited about it. And I decided, we're going to go to the California Science of Academy of Sciences here in San Francisco. It's one of my and my son's favorite places. We have gone throughout his whole life. We would go once or twice a week when he was a young little tot. And we've just always gone. It's a family thing that we just enjoy doing. And so they recently reopened it. And I thought, oh my God, what a great thing for him and I to do. Let's go experience the fish. Let's go experience science. And so we got our mask on, we bought our tickets in California, the Academy, they are only letting a certain amount of people in. And I thought, oh, what a dream. This is going to be great. So we get there, we get inside, and it is a total disaster. And when I talk about disaster, I'm talking about people. Nobody was being mindful of the 6 feet away that's posted all over the place. The aquarium part, it was dark and everybody seemed like they were right on top of everyone else. And I had a full-on anxiety moment. And so what do we do with that? Anxiety, or what did I do that with that? I was like, Adrian, we have to get out of here right now. So anxiety is a negative physiological response to the stressors in your environment. Okay, I'm going to say that again. Anxiety is a negative physiological response. So all those people around me, I was like, my whole system went overload. I didn't know what to do. I was anxious. I was breathing heavy in the double mask. I made us wear 2 masks and I could feel my brain chemistry changing. Okay. I felt myself changing. I said, we have to get out of here. So the good news is that I'm super aware of that, right? I'm super aware of the feelings that I get inside. My temperature usually changes. My head, like sometimes I'll get a little bit of a tension in my temples. Sometimes I sweat. I'm tapped into those anxiety physiological responses. So we left. We got outside. I was super happy about that. But what does this have to do with you? What does my little experience with going to the California Academy of Sciences with you? Well, I want to talk to you about anxiety and why looking at your DNA changes everything. So we know that genetics plays a key role in determining the body's response to stress. Okay, big deal. Our genetics play a key role in determining the body's response to stress. How does that play out? So I could feel tension build in my temples. Okay. I was like, oh, something's happening. I can't necessarily change it as it's happening. But what I want to share is that I can, because I know that certain genes are signaling differently, I can make informed choices on how to change my reactions. For example, let me give you an example. For example, my gene, I have a gene, it's called OXTR, and it's associated with reducing the oxytocin signaling. Okay. So, and what this one specific gene does is that it allows the negative emotions to increase anxiety. So I know that this little gene within me is not the greatest. Yeah. My oxytocin, I don't get those nice, big, great doses of it. So what do? I can upregulate this gene. Okay. So when I am in the Academy of Sciences, and I don't get that normal dose of oxytocin because I can look at my son and just have that moment of connection with him. I don't get that, right? I don't get that like, oh, he's on my team. We're going to get through this together. No, I don't get that. That would be a normal response. Because my gene is encoded differently, I don't get that nice hit. And so my brain changes. My amygdala responses freak out, threat, right? And I go into that fight or flight freeze response. And so what I want to do instead, bump, 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 is that I want to change some lifestyle choices, right? I want to change or I want to increase something in my diet. So for this one gene, I'm going to get very specific to this one gene, is that I can increase magnesium in my diet because I want to encode that gene a little bit differently. I want it to regulate. I want it to be able to circulate and create more oxytocin if I look at my son and know that we're in this together. Okay? Because when I get that dose of oxytocin, the anxiety is not as heightened. It dims. Do you follow me? So another thing, you know, that I could do is that I could increase my magnesium, right? So I could take a little drink of magnesium or something to, again, just, and this is just one gene that I'm talking about. Okay. This is this beautiful OXTR gene that I know for me is kind of not the greatest. So I want to play with my genes in a way that, like, again, your genes are your genes. It's who they are. But we have this ability to either upregulate them, make them happy, or downregulate them. And we can do this by, you know, lifestyle stuff, lifestyle choices. You know, just me looking at my son's eyes, I can start to increase that oxytocin. If the gene is upregulated because I've been eating a great diet, because I've been exercising, right? When I look at his eyes, I'm going to kick off that chemical reaction. Oxytocin is going to rush through my system and that anxiety is going to go down. It'll flatline. Does that make sense? So why am I sharing this again for you? Well, because this is manageable, you guys. Once you start to know how your genes are affecting you, you can take steps to change. And I get really excited about when you find these really easy tricks or tips or life hacks, you know, and meditation is the number one thing that I keep coming back to correct or upregulate or downregulate a gene. Meditation. And you know, I have all those meditations on my website for free. If you haven't grabbed the 7-day experience with me, I want to just invite you to go do that, right? It's, you know, free practice. LaineKennedy.com/new practice. You get 7 days of 7 different practices going through this process of unwinding yourself. And right now, we all need to unwind. And for me, you know, it's, well, you know, today I did 45 minutes and I was like, God, I need to do it again. So I'm going to do it again later, because meditation is a day at a time kind of thing. Like, I have a bank of meditation time that I've done, but my life is lived daily. So I can pull from that reservoir, but right now, you guys, this COVID stress is so intense that that reservoir is depleting every day. Okay. So if you're not being in this mindful state, again, I just want to invite you to go grab that 7-day free practice over at LaineKennedy.com/new practice. And then I also want to invite you to take a look at, you know, getting your DNA done, profiling, working with me on what we can do to start alleviating that stress and bringing down that tension that we all feel right now. Right? And we could find out what your OXTR gene is doing for you, right? And you're going to be different from your partner and your kid. Like my son, his OTXR gene is actually worse than mine. It's so sad. So I'm trying to, right, again, implement little lifestyle changes to help his little body as he grows. You see, this is so cool. So I think I'm over my 10-minute mark. I try to make these short, quick, nice, juicy podcast episodes. I'll be back again next week with another tip, insight, or something fun. If you have something that you want me to look up or something that you're curious about, please write in to me. I always love to hear from you guys. Send me a direct message over on Instagram. Let me know how you're doing. How are you moving through COVID? And we have the holidays right around the corner from us. Okay, friend, if you think this episode was helpful, please share it with another friend. Ratings and reviews are always wonderful and welcomed. And just stay close to yourself. May you find something bright, something light, and something so juicy that fills you up so you can be your best you. Until next time, take good care.